Answer me when I call, O God of righteousness. You gave me room when I was in distress, for you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Be gracious to me and hear our prayers. Amen. Please be seated. Welcome to Youth-Led Sunday, everybody. Now, why am I standing here? Self-conscious 13-year-old going on to middle school in front of a bunch of adults, most of whom I do not know very well. Well, first reason is because I said yes to Mother Paula when she asked me on the evening of Good Friday if I would preach to you. She asked me in front of my mother, and how can you say no to your mother and your other mother? And so because I qualify as a youth, I was asked to preach today. But before I begin, let me tell you a little bit about our youth group called Crash. Being the amazing 13 and 14-year-olds that we are, every meeting is always calm, serene, and mature. There are never any strange noises, random spasmodic actions, and certainly not a single unexpected outburst. But our brave leaders can attest to, we are certainly the most mature kids they have ever encountered. As a youth group, we also had to select a sort of mascot to represent who we were as a group. After voting, without any shouting or yelled arguments, we settled on a solemn and noble mascot, a porcelain duck with a pink bow tied to its neck. But we do learn a lot, no matter how annoying we may be. The second reason I'm standing here is because I actually do need to say something about today's gospel. I see a connection between Mother's Day, this gospel, and why I'm standing here. As a youth, I'm beginning to appreciate just a little more who Jesus is to me. 2 weeks ago, I was one of the readers at the Good Friday service. I read two of the Stations of the Cross. Afterward, I said to Mother Paula, as I was reading the part in the section where I read Jesus Speaks, where Jesus speaks, I felt that Jesus, and I really made a connection, that he had feelings just like the rest of us. It's hard to explain. Something just happened inside of me. The words were not just words. Somehow, I felt something. Jesus went through a lot for us in the final hours of his life. What he went through was not easy, and he was still able to do it. How? He trusted God completely. So here's why I'm trying to figure out my own life. I trust my parents, and Jesus is like a parent to all of us. Today is Mother's Day. So how does this gospel connect for me? Jesus was walking along the road to Emmaus and listened to two disciples tell about what had happened to Jesus himself. Now, Jesus was the one listening. Parents in our lives have had life experiences. When they listen to our problems, it's just like listening to parts of their own lives. Like Jesus was doing with those two children of God who happened to be adults walking along the road. So if I am a child, and Jesus is like a parent, would I not want to trust Jesus like Jesus trusted God? My parents trust Jesus, and I trust my parents. So this business of faith is not so hard to understand. After all, if I relate God's stuff to my life stuff, so the light bulb of understanding my faith is only going to go on whenever God wants it to. But those moments are very special. And it doesn't happen on a regular basis. But it does happen. Amen.
When I asked Connor to preach today, I saw us being like a wrestling tag team. He would preach a little, and I would preach the rest. So I would like to pick up where he left off, that there are moments when the light bulb goes on and we learn a little bit more about Jesus and this business of faith becomes clearer to understand. So I would like to share a situation that strengthened my faith. Years ago, I was walking along the coast in Ventura County. I was sad and anxious about something, but I don't remember now what it was. But at the time, I was trying to walk out my sad feelings. I had never walked that stretch of beach in Ventura, so meandering along the water's edge and looking at those big boulders was a pleasant distraction. About an hour into the walk, I decided to turn back. I had not noticed that the tide had been rising and the wind was picking up. Pretty soon, I had to start leaning into the wind, and water was now lapping around my knees. The boulders that had been so enchanting had become a wall blocking me from climbing to safety. But there was a moment in this scramble for safety that I began to feel that I was surrounded by the power and presence of God. And the strangest thing happened inside of me. I felt a surge of freedom. No matter what happened, I was going to be okay. God was with me. In the beginning of that walk, I was sad and anxious. That personal event and today's gospel have similarities. The two disciples walking to Emmaus were in a sad funk. They were so withdrawn, they did not recognize Jesus when he walked up to them. I love this Emmaus story because I can identify with it. I feel I walk around sometimes blind to the power and presence of God always around me. Now, the disciples had a light bulb of faith go on at some point toward the end of their day. They knew something was shifting inside of them and pressed Jesus to stay for dinner. I had had dinner with my friends at the end of my day on the beach. We broke bread together. Is that not what Jesus did with the two disciples who pressed him to stay for dinner? He had listened. He took bread, blessed, broke it, and then gave it to them. So at dinner that night with my friends, in the sharing of a meal, I was sharing in what Jesus wanted to give us, a new perspective, that the presence of others can be a channel for God's love. Another similarity is that in telling them of my scary adventure that morning, God illuminated what had happened to help me appreciate it more. And that is what Jesus did with the disciples that day. He illuminated the events that had happened. He pointed to Scripture to remind them that what had been predicted had indeed come to pass. He suffered and died to rise from the dead so that we could rise from our little and real deaths, so we could rise up from any sadness, anxiety, bad news, from whatever is a challenge before us. We never walk alone. The power and presence of God always is around us. But I forget that, especially when I'm too tired or not feeling well. And those are the moments that I know I need to return to the basics. And the first basic God has given is nature. Nature is God's first avenue for healing, for experiencing peace and a new perspective. Some of the others are reading Scripture and receiving Jesus in Holy Communion. But it still takes a choice. The disciples did not shoo Jesus away when they were sad. Instead, they opened up when he asked questions. So Jesus gives us an example of how God gives us life. Jesus walked with them and did not try to fix them. Jesus listened and did not rush to give an answer. Jesus did not force his presence, but let them invite him in. How do each of us walk with one another? The example of Jesus is to walk beside each other, to ask how you are, and to listen to what another has to say. The example of Jesus is to stay with someone in pain and offer an open heart. So Jesus showed us how to be present. Yes, Jesus walks with you. The author of the poem, Footprints in the Sand, Mary Stevenson, was raised by her dad with her 7 siblings after her mother died when she was only 6 years old. Most of her childhood was spent during one of the nation's toughest times, the Great Depression. Yet it was in her early teens when she first wrote that poem, Footprints in the Sand. One night, I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord. Many scenes flashed before my life across the sky. In each scene, I noticed footprints in the sand. Sometimes there were 2 sets of footprints. Other times there was only 1. This bothered me because I noticed that during the low periods of my life, when I was suffering from anguish, sorrow, or defeat, I could only see 1 set of footprints. So I said to the Lord, "You promised me, Lord, that if I followed you, you would walk with me always. But I have noticed that during the most trying periods of my life, there has only been 1 set of footprints in the sand. Why, when I needed you the most, have you not been there for me?" The Lord replied, "The years when you have seen only 1 set of footprints, my child, that is when I carried you." As you walk along in life, distracted with all that's on your mind, know that you are not walking alone. Just like the 2 who walked on the road to Emmaus, the risen Jesus is walking with you. Tell him how you are feeling and know that he is listening. Let God illuminate your situations with a new perspective and be renewed in the breaking of the bread this day. Amen.